HC Health Talk is a podcast series featuring the doctors and healthcare staff at Texoma Medical Center. A name you can trust. Quality you can count on. Here's Melanie Cole.
There seems to be a lot of misinformation about the role of a hospital's emergency department and that of the freestanding emergency departments and urgent care locations. While they all may have a purpose, there are differences that patients need to be aware of. My guest today is Dr. William Entrekin. He's the medical director of Texoma Medical Center's Emergency Department, Level 3 Trauma Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Entrekin. Can you please tell us the difference between a hospital's emergency department, a freestanding emergency department, and an urgent care location?
Sure. So based on those three, the two that receive the highest acuity patients are usually the freestanding emergency room or independent ER and the hospital-based emergency room. Urgent cares usually are going to see the less acuity and usually staffed by either a physician or mid-level, mostly mid-levels. And, you know, myself working at a hospital-based ER, the advantages of that are you can be seen within as quick amount of time as you can in the urgent care independent ER, freestanding ER as we call them. Usually within 12 to 15 minutes, you'll at least be seen by provider. And the difference there is you're going to be able to be hospital-based. We have all the backup we need as far as subspecialties. If you're sick, having a heart attack, you're taken straight from the ER up to the cath lab if that's the case, or straight to surgery or admission to the hospital, as opposed to an urgent care or independent freestanding ER where if you need further care as to what they have there, then you're going to be either be transferred by ambulance to either our facility or a hospital that you're affiliated with that facility.
So many people don't understand what you just said, that if you go to a freestanding emergency department, you still may need to be transferred to a hospital anyway, and you might incur costs for both, yes?
Yes. That's kind of some hidden fees there that most people don't know about. They serve a purpose. I mean, they actually have everything you would, in an independent ER, in freestanding ER, you have everything you would see in an emergency department, CT scan. They're able to do lab work. Some have pharmacies based in their facilities. But I think a lot of people don't realize once they are seen there, that if they have continued or need for continued care admission to a hospital, they have to be transferred by ambulance, which, if you can imagine, increases their bill by quite a bit.
So how does someone know? I mean, if the freestanding emergency rooms, are they more convenient? Are they closer? Why would anybody choose that over the hospital in any case?
Well, I think there is some convenience there. I mean, they're based, you know, usually around strip malls or if you look around your city, there's quite a few, you know, right around the corner. So I think patients just have to educate themselves. And there's a time and place for that. If you have something that you really think you're not going to be admitted to a hospital for, then that may be the place that's more convenient for you. But if you have something more acute, then you're going to be wanting to be seen by a hospital-based emergency room.
Texoma Medical Center is currently under construction on an expansion. Tell us about that.
Our volume has increased probably 7-8% over the last several years each year. We wanted to increase our space for the patients that are seeking care there. So we're actually doubling the size of our emergency room. We're doubling the size of our trauma areas to treat our trauma patients in the area. So it's going to be a beautiful, nice, beautiful, large emergency room for the area.
So are you also open during current construction? Speak about how that's open and ready for patients, what they should expect and look for.
Yeah, we're still open. I know it looks kind of messy out front where the construction is going on, but we've moved our ambulance entrance to keep it safe for patients and also a patient entrance. So we're still open for business. We still have the same ER. It's not affecting our current ER at all. It's a complete new addition to the building. So we're still open for business. A little inconvenient for the patients. We made it convenient for them that we moved the parking lot for patients up to our ambulance and patient entrance, so it's more convenient for them, but still there and still seeing the same amount of patients we normally do.
And speak, Dr. Entrekin, if you would, about what it means to be an accredited chest pain center and primary stroke center.
Sure. So that means we have to follow certain guidelines to remain accredited, and that means we have quality care in the emergency room as far as seeing you in a timely manner if you're having a heart attack as a chest pain center. You're required to meet certain guidelines to get these patients acutely to a cath lab. So we have a certain amount of time. So time is muscle. So we're as soon as you come in the emergency room with chest pain, you're put in our chest pain protocol. If you qualify that, you know, we've determined that you're having an MI, or what we call a heart attack, you're taken directly to the cath lab. Same as for a stroke center. We have to have certain guidelines to meet as far as time protocols. And the time is also means brain tissue. So if you come in with a stroke, we have certain guidelines. We immediately take you to a CT scanner to determine whether there's an acute stroke or acute bleed. If that's not the case, then you may either go into our stroke protocol where you're given a certain super clot-busting drug to help with your stroke, or you may have intervention where they go in and retrieve that clot. So very good for our hospital, very good for our patient care in the area for strokes and myocardial infarctions or heart attacks.
And if you would also tell the listeners what it means, the Texas Department of Health Services has designated Texoma Medical Center as a Level 3 trauma center. And what does that mean for them?
So Level 3 means that we have quality persons in the area that are on call within 10 to 15 minutes of arrival of the trauma patients to the ER. We have board-certified emergency room physicians that take care of your initial trauma needs when you arrive. So we're able to take care of those really injured, acutely ill trauma patients as they arrive. You'd be immediately seen by a trauma physician after evaluation by the ER doctor as a Level 3 facility. Also, we have neurosurgery backup for those that have head trauma and spine trauma.
So in just the last few minutes, Dr. Entrekin, what would you like people to know about TMC's emergency department and to understand the differences between the freestanding emergency departments and urgent care locations?
Well, I think the main thing to take away is that I think a lot of people feel like they can be seen quicker at a outlying facility, whether it's urgent care or freestanding ER, but at Texoma we see our patients on average see a physician or a care provider within 12 to 15 minutes. We also accept all insurances. We accept, you know, any patient that walks in the door is going to be seen and taken care of, as opposed to some restrictions that are on freestanding ERs or out there in the that are independent from hospitals.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to TMC Health Talk with Texoma Medical Center. For more information, you can go to texomamedicalcenter.net. That's texomamedicalcenter.net. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Texoma Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.